Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRCTV. This week we are talking about your mental, emotional, and spiritual thermostat. Is a mental, emotional, physical thermostat? Well, it's something I heard a long time ago, and I can't remember the first one that shared it with me, but I heard it from T. Harv Eker in the Millionaire Mind book he had. I heard it from Rich Dad Poor Dad Robert Kiyosaki in his book series. I also heard it from my own dad at his Wealth Mastery program. So I've heard it from multiple locations, and I have an odd feeling that if T. Harv Eker, Rich, you know, Robert Kiyosaki and my dad are all talking about it, it's probably a really important thing to pay attention to. And originally they were all talking about it in terms of financial thermostat. So in your home, if you were to set the thermostat to, let's say, 75 degrees, when it gets up to around 85 degrees, the cooling or air conditioning turns on and lowers the temperature of your home consistently back down. Now, what's interesting is it doesn't stop perfectly at 75 degrees. It goes from 85 to 80 to 76 to 75, and then it keeps going a little too far, and it might hit the 71, 70, 66, and right around like 66.5, it goes, it's too cold. It's supposed to be 75. So then the heater turns on, and it goes and heats it up, and it jumps back up to 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, thinking it's perfectly gonna stop at 75, but then it blasts right through, right back up to like 83. Then the cooling comes on and brings it right back down, and you see where this is going. It just keeps it hovering right around 75 degrees all throughout the day and night. Now, when you flip that over to your financial situation, we'll start here first. Where is your personal financial thermostat set right now? If you download this week's worksheet, it has the question, where is your thermostat set? And we put a bunch of financial ranges on there, so you can kind of draw a line of the high level of where you're comfortable making per month and then per year, and what's the low level you're comfortable making per month, per year. Now, how do you know when it's the high level? It's the amount of money you make in a month or a year that when you make it, once you hit that level, emotionally, your mind and body kind of goes into, I don't have to work so hard. I can skip a meeting or two. No big deal. We're doing great. Everything's on track. We're fine. And you start to relax and you get out of your hustle mode and you start being in this like relax, spend a bunch of money mode. And it goes down and down and down and down. Now, there's also a base level to your thermostat, meaning when you only hit this amount or less than this amount, emotionally in a month or a year's time frame, you start to freak out. Meaning when you're at this level, it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? That's what it feels like emotionally when you're at this lower level of your thermostat. So we want to help you right now in today's worksheet figure out where your thermostat is currently set, where your comfort zone is as far as finances is concerned. And then next week, we're going to have another episode, part two of this episode, that is going to focus on how to reset your mental, emotional, and physical standards to raise your personal thermostat, to reset it at a new level so that you're no longer comfortable at the level you're currently at and you can raise the bar and earn or create even more value in the world. Now, here's a little caveat. This is not just about money. We also put in the worksheet, where are you comfortable health-wise in your life? You know, what's the current weight or what's the current body fat percentage or what's the current health rating and however you personally rate your health, whether it's based on happiness or mood or how much energy you have or how, you know, balanced your cells are in your blood. I don't know how you rate your health, but however you rate your health, where's your current comfort zone? And is it possible to raise that comfort zone in a very healthy way, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, to strengthen your overall mind and body and spiritual health and take it to another level? Now, same thing. We have another space for where is your comfort zone in your relationship? Are you comfortable just having relationships that only last 3 months at a time and that's kind of your comfort zone? Anything past that, you start to freak out? Are you comfortable only having relationships where you're the giver and if someone starts giving to you, you kind of freak out and run away? Or are you comfortable in relationships where you want to be the receiver, always getting something but never giving things to it? Where is your current comfort level in relationships, and how are you gonna reset it as of next week's episode to raise the standard and how you show up there? Another one that'd be important is your time management. How structured and rigid is your schedule? How far off track can you get before you freak out? And how on track do you have to stay each day to feel comfortable? So we can use this in just about every area of your life to figure out where your current comfort zone is. And next week, we're gonna figure out how to expand it, raise it, stretch it, or reshape it in a way that really supports your growth overall. So this week, download the worksheet, define where you're currently at, and make sure to tune in next week to figure out how to raise your standards and raise the bar of what you're willing to accept from this point forward in life. Have fun with this, and we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.